Andrew James.
Grace.
Nancy.
Grace's agenda.
Okay, James, that's Grace's. Thank you. Nancy Thornton.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Grace's agenda.
Okay, Nancy votes for Grace's agenda. Alex Steinberg.
Grace.
Okay, Alex votes for Grace's agenda. Tom Voorhees.
Grace.
Tom votes for Grace's agenda. Grace, going back to
Grace,
the top.
Can you hear me? I'm being muted.
Yes.
Okay.
No, you're not being muted. Stop lying.
I was being muted before. I yelled and screamed and nobody.
You're not being muted. You're
okay,
not being
right muted.
Okay,
right now I'm
so
not being
stop.
Muted. Thank you. I voted.
You're not being muted.
My...
You weren't being muted before, so stop.
Okay, thank you very much. I vote for Grace's agenda.
Okay, Grace votes for Grace's agenda. Martha Peterson?
Grace.
Martha votes for Grace's agenda. Eileen Rosen?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Bill's agenda.
Bill's agenda. Okay. I believe that's everybody except Sabrina. Let me, but she's chairing. Let me count. We have 10 for Bill's agenda. And for Grace's agenda. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I do. Bill's agenda.
Okay, it'd be 11 for Bill's agenda. So, Bill's agenda is adopted, is that right? Or, well, until we...
Yes.
Until we can have amendments.
Did you get Ralph Pointer's vote?
Yes.
Ralph voted for Grace's
yes.
agenda.
I voted.
And there was one abstention. There was one abstention. We had 11 for Bill, 10 for Grace, one abstention.
Okay.
All right. So we have Bill's agenda that has been adopted, seconded. All right.
Point of order.
We move on to the ICFO report. Who is asking? I'd like to make an announcement at this time. If you're asking for the floor through a point of order or what have you, if you could say your name before, that would be great. That would save us a lot of time. That would be enable folks to identify who you are as a director on the open stream. So somebody said point of order, but I don't know.
Yes, this is Donald for a point of order.
Go right ahead with your point of order.
Yeah, before this vote was taken, we were hearing directly from the ICFO, and we were about to enter into a Q&A. I just want to suggest that we continue that conversation.
Thank you, Mr.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Goldmacher. What is your point of order, Mr. Steinberg?
Point of order is... We have not adopted an agenda. All we've adopted is a framework for adopting an agenda. We still have to go through Bill's agenda and offer amendments.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Steinberg. Appreciate that. I felt like I was missing something with the two agendas. Never had to deal with a two agenda type situation before as a director. So thank you for that. No sarcasm. Seriously. Okay, so... Now we have to vote this agenda in, the items on this agenda. Do we have a second, right? Yeah,
second.
Okay, so
it was already seconded.
Second?
We just but amendments were open.
Okay. All right, so once we're second, any objections? Any other objections? Any objections at all?
Okay. I have an amendment.
You have an amendment,
yeah,
Mr. Steinberg?
Several amendments.
Okay. Okay, which
okay, let me, I'd like to get Bill's agenda up on my computer. Okay, I would like to add, the item from Grace's agenda dealing with WBAI. I would like to put it directly... I would like to put it directly after the ICFO's report on finances. Make it number 2A. It would also,
We're going off of Bill's agenda, so I'm not looking at Grace's agenda. What item are you wanting to add into this? Can you describe it a little bit more? Give us more information.
You can read the item for you, if you like.
Launch to the stack.
Okay.
There's no stack right now. Go ahead.
Okay. My motion amendment.
Myself, James Saugerton, Sean Rugg, Tom Gore, Grace Aaron, and Buenos Reyes. It says, due to the severe financial stress being placed on Pacifica because of loss of revenue from the interruption of the WBI fall fund drive on the one hand and the unusual severance, legal, and administrative costs incurred by the closing of the WBI studios and operations on the other, be it resolved that the WBI be immediately restored to its full functional state as it was prior to October 5th, 2019, that all funds, equipment, files, computer access, the MDEC required for emergency broadcast by the FCC, bank accounts and credit card access, etc., be restored or returned as the case may be immediately, that all action and plans for WBI and our other stations be provided by the IED to the full DMV for review and approval prior to their execution, that financial reports be submitted to the full PNB, the ICFO, as soon as possible after the relevant period closed. The ICFO should devise a set of reports that includes monthly P&L statements, quarterly balance sheets, and cash flow projections by quarter, if not by month, plus any additional analytical reports that the PNB and management would find helpful for planning purposes, and that a plan be drawn up for increasing revenues and reducing expenses by the IED and ICFO presented to the PNB in writing before the next regular PNB meeting scheduled for November 7th, 2019. I would like that motion to be placed on the agenda directly after the ICFO report.
Madam Chair, this is Lawrence.
Okay, Sean, do you have a second? We have a second. Okay, are there any objections to this motion being placed on the
Chair, I'd like to offer
the
Jan.
Mansoor.
Okay, so we have Jan and Mansoor that object.
Good point of
Lawrence, go ahead.
Lawrence likes to offer an amendment. Am I on mute?
No, I can hear you. You're offering an amendment?
Okay. Yes.
Can I make a point of personal privilege?
Yeah, go ahead. James. Who's speaking?
It's James Sagerton with a point of personal privilege.
Again, James. It's the third time. You got to say your name. For some reason, I'm not catching your voice. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, someone is breathing very loudly, and it's making it difficult to hear. Could I request that someone mute?
Absolutely. Who is breathing loudly? Who's breathing loudly? Okay.
Madam Chair, the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Yes, Mr. Parliamentarian, go ahead.
From this point on to the future, when people are placing things on the agenda, let them just name the item and not the motivation and all the resolution, because that has to be said when that item comes up on the agenda. It doesn't, you don't give all the motivations when you're adding something to the agenda. You wait until the point when that item comes up on the agenda, then you read all of the resolutions and your resolving clauses and all those kinds of things. So now it might
Thank
have
you.
Been done twice.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. Okay, any objections to this being added?
Madam Chair, I request an amendment to that motion.
Okay, no. There's no motion being amended. He wants to add this to the agenda.
And I want to amend it.
Yeah.
Okay. The motion's not on the agenda to be amended. The motion's not on the agenda to be amended.
Right, so I guess I have a motion to submit to the agenda.
Okay, here's okay. The deal. Once again, let me just say this, Madam Chair. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
You know, that if someone wants to amend the motion that was just stated, again, you have to wait until it comes up on the agenda. That would be the time to amend the motion that you just heard. You can't do it ahead of time.
Okay.
You can't amend
the
amendment.
That? Yeah, you can't. Okay, do you understand that, Lawrence? So there's nothing
yes,
there for you to amend.
Thank
okay.
you, parliamentarian. Thank you. I understand.
Okay.
Okay, and then Jan, you had a objection to this? Okay, go ahead, please.
Yes, I would like to place that after the IED report.
Okay.
And I'm sure seconds that.
Okay, the IED report is on the closed session.
I thought we were having the CFO and the IED report. No. Okay, then on to the closed session.
Okay. Yeah.
And after the IED report.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Secretary, can we go to the vote?
Okay.
Well, wouldn't it be appropriate to do that when we're doing the agenda for executive session?
Yeah, that request. I just said that, but for Alex's, he wants to add that to the agenda.
Okay, this is Grace for the stack on this agenda item. Grace for the stack.
There's no stack for this. We're trying to vote to
okay.
see if we're going to add this to the agenda. So
well, you allowed Jan to say something.
Oh my God.
Can I please say something? Everything
what do you
taken
want to
up
say?
By Alex. Yeah, everything Alex in the that item for the agenda has been in the newspapers, on the radio, and in television all over New York. We don't want to take up anything that's confidential. It's all over the place. The world knows what's going on with WBAI. If sensitive material comes up when we're talking about this item on the agenda, then that part of it can be discussed in closed session or can be moved to closed session. But there's no reason that the public should know how the board is talking about this item and how they vote on it. There's nothing confidential about it. It's it's an action that was taken publicly. It's in the public domain now. It doesn't have to be in closed session.
Adrian to the staff.
Adrian, go ahead.
And Jan Goodman for the stack after Adrian.
Okay. Adrian
Lawrence to the stack. Now that you're taking the stack, Lawrence to the stack, I had requested to be
Adrian,
on the stack.
Adrian, go ahead.
Okay. It would seem highly inappropriate to vote on this motion before we've actually spoken to our ICFO to get information that would inform us to make an informed decision on this motion, and our IED, who has very pertinent information to share with the board. It seems very unusual to push this motion before we've actually heard from the experts who will inform us so that we're able to make an actual informed decision on this very important matter. So I agree with Jan that it should be moved to executive session if that's where the IED report is, because we can't vote on this before we hear everybody's explanation.
Madam Chair, this is something very important that I must say before others talk. And
okay,
that
go ahead.
This item is not on the agenda yet, and people are motivating it one way or the other. Some people are saying it shouldn't be on. Some people are saying it should. That should all wait to see if it actually gets on the agenda, because it might get voted down.
It would be great.
Agreed.
Ahead of it being on the agenda.
Agreed. Thank you. Mr. Secretary,
Jan,
can we please go to the vote? Jan, no.
Point of order?
No, we're going to a vote. We're not going to deliberate this anymore.
Okay, so what are we voting on exactly?
We're voting on whether or not to put Alex and his cohort's motion onto the agenda.
Okay, I know, but are we just voting whether or not to put it
I made the motion.
We're voting to put it on the agenda or not. So if you vote no, that means it does not get put on the agenda. If you vote yes, that means it gets put onto the agenda.
And then do we vote where to put it after that?
Yes. He said he wants it after the ICFO report.
Okay, so I made a motion to amend his motion to put it after the ICFO.
The motion's not even on the agenda yet. We need to vote to put it on the agenda. And if you want to move it, then
point of information.
Thank you, Ralph.
Ralph here.
What's your question, Ralph?
Should we not discuss this?
We're trying to go to a vote. We're not discussing it anymore. We're trying to go to a vote. So what's your question?
You can't discuss it if it's not on the agenda.
Right, exactly. Okay. I'm trying to figure out what Ralph is. Ralph's question.
That's what I was requesting.
Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate it.
Mansoor, okay, requesting information.
Sorry.
Just to clarify, so we're voting whether we put it on the open session agenda. Am I right?
That is correct. Yes.
Thank you.
That is correct. So, Mr. Secretary,
I thought we were voting on whether to put it on the agenda at all.
Yeah, we're voting to put it on the agenda after the ICFO report on the open session.
Okay, what about my motion to amend that motion to put it onto the closed session after the thing? So it seems like we should vote on that first and then.
Mr. Parliamentarian, what do you suggest with that?
Her amendment to the amendment was not seconded.
Oh. I seconded it.
Mansoor seconded.
Okay, so we have 2 seconds. We got Adrian and we got Mansoor seconding it.
So we have Lawrence, okay, so request for information. Lawrence?
Lawrence, what's your question? And then Steinhardt.
My question is, Madam Chair, I had proposed to make an amendment, and I was told by the parliamentarian, if I'm not incorrect, that we have to wait to place it on the agenda. Now we have an amendment by Ms. Goodman, and it seems like unfair to accept an amendment from Ms. Goodman and not even hear mine.
Okay, Lawrence, yours was to amend the actual motion. Ms. Goodman's was to amend where and when it would appear on which agenda. She wants to put it on the closed session. Okay, that's the difference. You're talking about the actual motion itself.
Collier,
Ms. Goodman is talking about the placement. Okay.
On the closed session agenda after the IED report.
So she's amending the position of it. Okay, Lawrence? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yours was about the actual motion. Okay, Robin, yes, go ahead.
You can't vote on the point of order for the closed session until you get to the closed session.
Is that true, Mr. Parliamentarian?
It should be. If she wants it on the closed session, she should vote it down to be on the open session. And then when the closed session comes up, she can vote to put it wherever she wants.
Yeah.
That sounds accurate.
Hold up. Yeah, that's very accurate. Okay. Now, here's the problem. We need to take this vote. That's the problem right now.
Okay. So,
Anthony with a question for the parliamentarian. Chair, please.
Okay, so this is the last question. Go ahead, Nancy, and we're going to go to a vote.
Okay, would it be possible to put this on the open agenda, and when we get to it, request to go into closed session to hear from the IED, and then come back out into open session to finish, discussing the motion in open agenda.
Yeah, but that is true. You can do that, but you still have to wait until it comes up on the agenda, and we still haven't got it on the agenda yet.
We're trying to get it on there or off of it, whichever one the board wants.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Can we go to a vote to vote whether or not it's going to be on the open session after the ICFO report? Mr. Secretary, and Mr. Parliamentarian, correct me if I'm wrong with what I just said.
Well, one thing is that did this person want to place it at a different place on this open agenda or not?
No, they clearly stated that they wanted after the ICFO report on the open agenda, number three.
Okay.
And it's
go
a motion.
For.
Okay,
go
so it's a motion. All right, so... Mr. Secretary?
Okay.
Mr. Secretary. Okay, okay, hold on. Can you specify what the vote is so everyone is clear, please?
Ready to go?
Yeah, I need you to specify the vote so that everyone is clear on what they're voting on.
Right, so we're voting on placing Alex's WBI motion, which is on Grace's agenda, onto the current agenda following the number two, which is ICFO report on finances, specific cash flow prices, audit status, and Q&A.
Please mute your phone.
Yeah, somebody's breathing into their microphone.
Yeah, whoever's breathing into the microphone, please stop breathing into the mic. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's disrespectful to everybody on the board and those that are listening on the stream.
Still here. Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Kerry Boast?
Kerry votes no.
Kerry votes no. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmecker?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
Voting last.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'll come back to you last. Wally James? Can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Martha Peterson?
Yes. Yeah.
Martha votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron votes yes. Ralph Pointer? Kerry Ralph. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes, Sunshine then.
Lawrence votes yes. John Rhodes?
Yes.
Ron votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Pass. James Egerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Going back, Wally James, didn't hear you. Still can't hear you. You might be muted. Ralph Pointer? Can't hear you, Ralph. You might be muted, too. Or muted yourself. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. Okay, I didn't hear from Wally or Ralph. Let me count. We have 11 yes. 8 no's. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
11 yes, 9 no's.
Okay, so it is placed on the agenda after the ICFO report on finances. Okay, all right, so Ms. Tamara Swiderski, if you could go ahead with your report once again.
Okay. I believe I had completed my actual report earlier, so I think if I can add the audit status.
Point of order. Point of order.
We're in the middle of a report, and we're not taking any points of order.
We still did not adopt the agenda. All we did was vote on one amendment to the agenda.
Oh, goodness. My bad. Mr. Parliamentarian, can I check in with you on that?
Yes, without objection, the agenda is adopted as amended.
That was just one amendment. We can't amend again? I'm sorry. Adrian, to the staff, with a request for information.
What's your request for information, Adrian?
I guess I want to ask Mr. Tweedham, Alex put forth an amendment to add something. Can other people not put forth amendments to add anything else?
No one said anything.
The problem is that we are way, way over the 5 minutes for agenda approval. But if you allow one person to amend, you know, you got to allow another person, and you need to really stick to your time constraint. That was supposed to have been 5 minutes.
Move to extend, James. Second.
Yeah, we have a time. What's our time certain, Mr. Secretary, for the open session? No later than 9 p.m. And we are 9 p.m. Eastern. And we are at
8:58. So it's about 1 minute from now.
All right. There was a motion to extend. How much? Whoever said the motion to extend,
minutes.
How much less? Okay. Can we be more official about it?
Lawrence.
Who is asking for a motion to extend time? And for how much? Please repeat all of that.
I'd like to make a motion.
Is there a motion to extend time?
Yes,
so, how
Chair,
much can
Lawrence.
Identify yourself? Lawrence, go ahead, please.
I'd like to amend, I'd like to make a motion that we extend for 15 minutes, open session.
Okay, thank you very much, Lawrence. Are there any objections?
Do
we have a second for 15 minutes?
Madam Chair, point of personal privilege. Madam Chair, point of personal privilege. Ralph Pointer got cut off, and he asked me to patch him in. He can't get in somehow. So I'm going to patch
Thank
him
you.
In. Right.
There,
he wanted to vote yes on that, by the way.
Okay.
It passed anyway.
All irrelevant.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yes, it passed.
Anyway, Mr. Steinberg, you said 15 minutes? Okay. Do we have a second to that 15 minutes? Or was that
Madam,
one?
Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Lawrence, okay, that was you for 15 minutes. Do we have an objection to that?
Yes.
I'd like to amend it, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I hear you.
And Mr. Steinberg wants to amend it. And what do you amend it to?
Amend it
okay.
again. Like to,
Ralph, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Ralph's patched in by me, Grace.
I voted yes.
Go ahead. Thank you, Mr. Pointer. That it already passed. Go ahead, Mr. Steinberg.
Thank
How much
you.
Do you want to amend it to? Mr.
I don't think 15 minutes is nearly sufficient time to
how
go
much time,
through.
How much time do you want to amend it to? How much longer? How much time?
I would like to extend the open session for 90 minutes.
A second, Lawrence.
Okay.
Bill, object.
Anyone object? Okay, Bill, object? Okay. Okay.
We have some important stuff for executive session, too.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, can go to a vote, please.
Okay, Grace Aaron? This is for the amendment for 90 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, Grace votes yes. Gary Bost? Can't hear you, Gary. Robin Collier?
Pass.
Robin passes. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Wollmecker?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. Sabrina, come back to you, Sabrina. Wally James? Andrea Wally. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Adrienne LaViolette?
No.
Adrienne votes no. Martha Peterson?
I had to step out. Could you repeat the question?
This is voting on an amendment to a motion to extend and to change it from 15 minutes to 90 minutes for the open session.
No.
This is a vote to okay, Martha votes no. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay, Ron votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry.
Okay, yes. Eileen votes yes. By the way, did Wally get knocked off the call? Is he on the call? Because he didn't answer the roll the last time either.
Can you proceed with
maybe
the vote?
Somebody could check. Okay. Well, let me continue this.
Let me check and see if Wally's on.
Yeah. Just check while I'm doing this. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Okay.
No, Wally's not on the call.
Votes no. Okay. I hope he can get back in. James Egerton?
Yes.
Okay, James votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
What was that?
It's a motion to extend for 90 minutes.
Yes, Tom votes yes.
Tom votes yes. Let's see, going back, Gary Bost?
No.
Gary votes no. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Wally James? Still can't hear Wally. Dwayne Lark? Oh, no, wait, no, sorry, Dwayne voted yes. I guess we got everybody except Wally and Sabrina. Let me count. We have 10 yes. Ten no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
Okay, so it's 10 yes, 11 no.
Okay, and that, let's see here. That requires a two-thirds. My math is bad, so could somebody help me out with that? Mr. Secretary or Parliamentarian?
It would have been 14 to pass. You have to have 14.
All right, so that fails.
Okay. There was an amendment. There wasn't.
That's not
the original motion was to extend for 15 minutes, though.
So we're back to that.
So we're going back to that. Agenda. Mr. Secretary, please go to the vote for 15 minutes for a 15-minute extension.
Dwayne Lark.
Okay. You want me to do that vote now?
Madam Chair, point of order,
yes.
Dwayne Lark.
We're in the middle of a vote, Mr. Lark. Mr. Secretary, please go.
We just finished the vote, Madam Chair. We're not in the middle of a vote.
Yes, we are in the middle of a vote because we're going to the main motion of extending 15 minutes. Excuse
you. And you haven't cast a vote yet.
We are in the middle of the vote. It's part two of the vote. Please go ahead with the vote, Mr. Secretary.
That's not true.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Yes, it is. Let me make up rules when you do like it. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Okay, Grace votes yes.
Make
Gary Bost.
Gary votes yes.
Gary votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Abstain.
Donald abstains. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Wally James? Bill, don't hear Wally. Dwayne Lark?
Yeah.
Okay. Dwayne votes yes. Adrian LaViolette?
Abstain.
Adrian abstains. Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Martha votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
C.
Lawrence votes C. John Rhodes?
Yes.
John votes yes. I guess I should say Lawrence Volta. C. Eileen Rosen?
Yes. He can be in C.
Okay, Eileen votes yes.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and Mansoor Sabah?
Bale.
Was that?
Yeah, well, that means we.
We. We. Okay. Thank Bale. You. James Ackerton? James?
Yes.
Okay, James votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Didn't hear from Wally. Okay, so I'm not canceling. I hear you. Let me count. We have 18 yes, 2 abstentions, 0 no's. Here, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Maybe 3 abstentions. The 15-minute extension is approved.
Okay, so we are extended for 15 minutes. Ms. Tamara Swiderski, can you go ahead with your report, please? I'm going to mute everyone so that we
Madam Chair, may I request
well,
Madam
bill for
Chair,
the,
may I?
Go for the stack.
No, we are going to the report for Tamara Swiderski. I don't care. There's no stack to be taken. We haven't had the report from Tamara Swiderski. Everyone's going to be muted now except for Tamara. Okay, one moment, Mr. Durkee, and we'll get you on, okay? I can be on the phone forever. Tamara, I'm not seeing you here. Oh, there you are. Okay.
I'm here.
Mr. Durkee,
can you hear me?
Okay, great. Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I did give the majority of my report earlier. Can certainly reiterate some parts if people would like. I can update the audit status as well.
Actually, Tamara, can we just... Tamara, we need you to just go ahead and start completely over again so we can go into the Q&A.
Okay.
Okay, so just, yeah, please, because some people weren't on the call at that time, and then there was the agenda issues. I do apologize if you could just start from the beginning. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Sure. Well, not to take long. In follow-up to the cash flow documents that were presented at the last meeting, I want to stress that the current cash flow situation is dire. Uniquely, WBAI continues to not be able to fund their payroll, health benefits, or central services. No other station has required this type of consistent help in meeting their basic operating needs. This is putting a severe strain on national office cash to the point that we no longer have any reserves, not even to cover the next payroll for national office itself. Or Pacifica Radio Archives, which we also know is having an issue. We are dependent on receiving funds from the other stations to cover the remaining health care costs for October, vendor payments such as Primark, the pension administrator, Rogers & Company, the auditor, NETA, which provides accounting and HR services, insurance fees, and attorney fees. National office has covered around $90,000 of payroll and health benefits for WBAI this fiscal year and may do without $186,000 of central services to help with vendor payments. There's no way that we can continue to do this. WBAI's payroll and benefits come to about $60,000 per month. Central services payments due to P&O and P&R total about $20,000 a month from WBAI that are not being funded. A substantial amount of P&O expenses and management time are spent on WBAI legal issues and arranging emergency payroll funding. WBAI's continued deficits are putting all of Pacifica at immediate risk because of using Central Services funds from other stations to cover their deficits instead of paying for services essential to Pacifica's financial survival. In addition, NETA has had difficulty getting WBAI to conform to normal accounting practices, especially in regard to how vendor payments are made and how information should flow. If swift action is not taken, we will become behind on vendor payments and will begin to lose services. NETA is now the longest owed vendor at 60 days past due and totaling about $60,000, with a new bill coming out today, making that total close to $90,000. Rogers is owed $26,000 and is about 40 days past due. There are several other smaller vendors who are surpassing the 30-day mark. Don Muscle, one of the engineers, has been waiting very patiently for about $25,000 for a long time. In the event that we're unable to maintain these payments to our audit firm, they will withhold our audit, which will prevent us from providing it to the California Attorney General's office, as is required to maintain our nonprofit status. This would be disastrous. As things are currently running, I don't see any room in the cash flow to keep current on vendor payments. If we're to prioritize keeping such vendors in place, then I'm not sure in good conscience we can keep WBAI staff working without being certain of our ability to pay for their time. And I also had an update on our current cash position as of today, which is that after funding payroll for P&O and Pacifica Radio Archives, we only have about $2,000 in the national account. We have about $150,000 worth of payables. We have $30,000 in insurance premiums that are due in October. And we've just found out the tower rent and studio rent for WBAI is past due in the amount of about $40,000. And just for information, WBAI's payroll that we need to cover for this particular pay period tomorrow is $23,000 that we don't currently have on hand. Those were the facts that I wanted to give out today.
Go for the stack.
Okay. One moment, please.
Am I muted? Nancy, am I muted?
Okay, we've got Bill for the stat.
We hear you.
Taking a stat.
Nancy was before me. Okay. Nancy was before me.
Lawrence, Joey to the stat. Gary to the stat.
Alex to the
stack. I was right at the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you,
Ron,
Bill.
Ron to the stack.
Nancy.
Gary as well.
Bill. We've got Lawrence.
Lawrence, thank you.
Alex. We've got
Gary.
Great.
Will Stack. Gary. Great.
Oh, Donald for the stack.
Donald.
We've got 10 minutes until time is up after the extension.
10 minutes. All right, we've got 10 minutes until time is up, so folks, we got to keep it short. If you can keep it shorter than the usual 90 minutes, that would be great. Nancy, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Tamara.
The stack is closed now. Sorry, Nancy. I apologize. The stack is closed now. Go ahead, Nancy.
Thanks for your patience, Tamara. I had a couple questions. I heard that the BAI has raised about $54,000 so far in their fund drive before their office was disconnected. And so I'm wondering, is that part of the national office amount? Or was that used to pay for the bills at national office? And also, did you recommend I agree that swift action is needed. Did you recommend the current action that was taken? There are some other action. It's like a combination of, I don't know, cost-cutting measures, and they can go along while still holding the WBAI fund drive, because it just seems like it's like we're quitting a job before we have if you had bills and the only income you had coming in was a job that didn't pay all the bills, but it paid some of them. Quitting that job before you have another one in place is that seems like what we're doing. So I was wondering, what were your recommendations?
Fine.
Thank you, okay, Mr. Go ahead.
Try to answer those in order. No BAI cash has been used to fund anything for PNO. As of the last time we checked, they only had about $5,000 in their account. I believe we were able to get in touch with the bank today, and they have about $35,000. So I'm not sure where, as of today, the 50-something thousand is coming from. They're not showing that much cash in their account. So none of their cash has been used for P&O or pulled from their account. As far as whether NTA recommended this,
there were checks.
Please do not interrupt her.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tamara. Okay. Tamara, go ahead.
Okay. As far as whether NTA recommended this, we didn't make any recommendations in regard to any business actions that Pacifica should take. We were aware of this plan, and we supported it as a means to end some expenses. I think it's been said by pretty much everyone involved that really the only way for you to get out of the trouble that you're in is to sell something very large for millions and millions of dollars. So this is kind of an in-between to try to cut off some of the expenses to try to get you in a better cash flow position. So I hope that answers your question.
Oh, well, the question about the fund drive, wouldn't it have been like better to wait until how they did after the fund drive concluded?
We didn't make any recommendations as far as the timing goes, so we didn't have input on that. Sorry.
Thank you, Nancy. Bill, go ahead.
Thank you, Ms. Wodersky, and I appreciate your patience also. So, in your opinion, was there any other reasonable alternative other than what was done to lay off all the staff at WBII and shut down temporary operations, shut down local operations temporarily? And also, I wanted for you to clarify about the impact on Pacifica if we can't pay those outside vendors. I mean, I'm really scared about that. It almost sounds like the end of Pacifica. So I wonder if you could clarify that, please.
Sure. I would say, in my opinion, that there probably wasn't much else that you could have done that would give you an immediate savings. Some of the other things that could be done would take a much longer length of time to put in place, such as selling pretty much anything is going to take a good amount of time that you don't really have because the problem is right now. And the other question, which has completely left my mind,
the impact on Pacifica if we continue to take money from central services and,
not be able to pay our vendors. So obviously NETA is about 60 days past due. There will be a point where we won't be able to continue. Rogers is about 40 days out. We have noticed they're not being quite as responsive as they were. And obviously losing them and not being able to get the audit out, which is already very late, will cause major problems with the state of California and your nonprofit status, which, as Bill said, is pretty much the end of being able to operate as you are.
4 minutes left.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and Lawrence, excuse me.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. No. And I'll try to be mindful of the time. So it seems like WBAI is the fall guy in all of this. I don't understand why the ICFO could not make recommendations in looking at expenses, from other stations, because there's going to probably be other stations that are not going to be able to make payroll. And I'm just wondering why she's so heavy on fleecing WBAI and not looking at cutting expenses elsewhere.
Okay, Tamara, before you answer that, we are so short on time, there will be no more follow-up questions. No more follow-up questions. So, Tamara, you're going to go ahead and answer this question, then we're going to go on to Alex. Tamara, go ahead and answer the question, please.
Okay. I believe what led to the decision is that WBAI is the one that is consistently requiring help to meet payroll, which is a pretty basic expense for any company to have to cover. They also have only contributed central services in October of last year, the only time. So I believe that was some of it. And then just the historical, having about, I think, $8 million in the hole since their inception, probably drove some of those decisions about where cuts need to be made. And as far as looking at expenses for the other units, again, they're already supporting WBAI, so that's an important thing to do for all of the units, to figure out ways to cut expenses and raise revenue, but not necessarily just to continue to fund another station.
Thank you, Lawrence, for your question. Alex, go ahead. Alex, Mr. Steinberg.
Yes,
Mr. Steinberg? Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yes. Are you aware that Pacifica put out a press release that had false information in it about the shuttering of WBAI, that it claimed that WBAI owed $4 million, which is a complete fabrication? There is no such debt by WBAI. And let me ask you, do you consider yourself an objective reporter on the financial situation of WBAI? Is it not possible that you have a certain conflict of interest here, that you are an employee of NEDA, aren't you? And NEDA is one of the vendors we owe money to. And is it also not possible that perhaps when you're talking about the history of WBAI, that perhaps you don't know any of that history, and you are not aware that until 2018, WBAI was saddled with an unsustainable rent for an antenna tower at the Empire State Building that was going up to $70,000 a month. So if you're looking at that history,
Alex, can you please stop grandstanding? There's other people on the stack.
So do you really consider that you're giving us accurate financial information and not mixing that with a political agenda?
Tamara, this is Anita Sims. Could I answer that question, please?
Go right ahead.
Sure.
Ms. Sims.
Thank you.
Go right ahead, Ms. Sims.
Yes, you're right. Tamara does work with NETA, but I'm not sure that we have a conflict of interest. We do have the ability to report the facts as they are. If something was misprinted in a paper, we have no control over that. The debt outstanding for cumulative debt from WBAI is really more like $8 million, not $4 million. So clearly they didn't have their facts correct. I will cite that the board was aware of the situation by your previous CFO, Sam, back in 2018, and I have the documents in front of me. So our opinion is not new.
I'm set.
Thank you.
Okay.
Speaking.
Thank you. That was Anita Sims. She announced herself prior to speaking. So if you didn't catch it, that was Anita Sims.
And what's her position?
This is Grace. I'd like to extend time for 10 minutes. Can I?
Second, Dwayne.
Are there any objections to
objection? Objection, Mansoor. We got to go to closed session to
time
hear executive
okay.
director.
Okay, let's take it to a vote then. Secretary. The vote is to extend time. So, yeah, so I entertain a vote to adjourn. They want to extend time.
And who made the motion for the minutes? I'm sorry.
I think Grace did. Grace, did you vote to extend time for 15 minutes? Or was that Lawrence? Lawrence seconded. Lawrence seconded. Grace.
It was 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
I apologize. 10 minutes. Thank you.
This is Adrian with a request for information.
What's your request for information, Adrian?
If I'm not mistaken, do we not have Ms. Wodersky continuing on with Q&A in the executive session, or no? Was that not on there?
Let's see here. We have the – yes, we do. The folks can look at the closed session agenda that was sent out to everyone. We do have a Q&A for the confidential financial matters from the ICFO, which would be Tamara Swiderski, for 20 minutes. That's actually the first thing. That's the first item on the agenda for the closed session. Okay, so we've got a motion on the floor to extend for 10 minutes. We have it seconded by Lawrence. And we have an objection. So, Mr. Secretary, please go to the vote. Yes for 10
Grace
minutes.
Aaron.
No, yeah. And we adjourn.
Yeah.
Okay, Grace votes yes. Gary Boast.
Yes.
Gary votes yes. Robin Collier.
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
Pass.
Chris Corey passes. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald votes no. Jane Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. Serena, Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Wayne votes yes. Adrian LaViolette?
Pass.
Martha Peterson?
Yes.
Martha votes yes. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Ron votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
John votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. James Ackerton?
Yes.
Okay, James votes yes. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. So going back up, Chris Corey?
Sorry, no.
Chris votes no. Jane Goodman, didn't hear you before. Hmm. Is she muted?
No one's muted.
Okay.
No one's muted.
Can't hear you, Jan. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Jan votes no. Okay, so we didn't hear Jan, and I'll get to Serena in a minute. Let me count.
Did Wally James vote because I patched him in? I'm sorry.
Yes, he voted no. We have 13 yes. 7 no. Gary, do you wish to vote?
I abstain.
One abstain, so that does not pass. It's not 2/3. 13 yes, 7 no, 1 abstention.
Okay. All right. Okay, so it does not pass. So we are adjourned and go into executive session. We'll give you guys about 5 minutes, and we'll see you back on the call. Thanks so much for your patience, understanding.
Madam Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yeah.
I'd like the IED report to be an open session. I'd like to make a motion that the IED report be an open session.
Yeah,
nothing to hide from the listeners.
We just adjourned from the open session. And she just
you are hiding from the listeners.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Can we stay on the line due to the difficulty of calling in?
Yeah, we can stay on the line. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm going to mute everybody, though. Thank you.